They lay in bed, not touching, both of them awake in the dark for a very long time. Enzo lay on his back, staring blindly at the ceiling. Everything that had happened to him tonight was somehow overshadowed by Charlotte's situation. For the first time in his life he wished he were 20 years younger, regretted the wasted years and the passage of time, time that was against him. Charlotte's bald statement of fact that by the time their son had reached adulthood, Enzo would be 70 had stunned him. He still saw himself as the young man he had been 30 years before. The idea that he would be 70 in the not-too-distant future was shocking. 70. How was it possible? Where had his life gone? And yet, to think like that, he knew, was to throw away all the good years to come, to accept the mantle of old age and discard his youth as spent, like the greater part of a dwindling fortune. He was not quite sure when it was that he finally drifted off into an uneasy slumber, but when he awoke with a start from some disturbing dream, the digital readout on the bedside clock showed 2:43. He lay for several minutes, listening to his own breathing, before becoming aware that Charlotte was no longer in the bed beside him. He turned his head and saw the light from the stairwell in cracks around the door, and reluctantly he slipped from the warmth of the sheets to find his dressing gown and slippers. Charlotte was sitting in the captain's chair, behind Killian's desk, the black cat curled up on her lap. She ran gentle fingers back through its long fur, and Enzo could hear it purring from the door.
"I heard him meowing outside and let him in. I hope you don't mind."
"Would it matter if I did?"
She smiled. "No."
Then,
"I couldn't sleep." He nodded. "I spent some time looking at Killian's notes."
"And?"
She shrugged. "Perhaps if they were in French. But I can make no sense of them."
He moved into the study, closing the door behind him, and sat in the chair facing her.
"So, what did you talk about tonight, you and Jane?"
"Oh, all sorts of things. She's a sad creature, Enzo."
"How so?"
"Her parents split at an early age, and she never really bonded with either of them. It was one of the reasons she was so drawn to Peter, his relationship with his father. The first time, she said, she'd known a real family. Like being a part of something special. I think she was as much in love with Adam as with Peter."
Enzo shook his head.
"My God, you never stop playing the psychologist, do you?" "I don't play at it, Enzo. It's what I do. People find it easy to talk to me. You did once, too."
"Don't project your faults onto me. You're the one who never talks, never telling me what's in your head. I'm a damned open book.